Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. As you know, the FDA proposed that most Americans be offered a single dose of a COVID vaccine each fall, much as they are given flu shots. And I know the proposal took some scientists by surprise, and there's a meeting scheduled for tomorrow. The FDA's advisors will get together to discuss which doses should be offered and on what schedule. What did you make of their announcement this week?
It's the right thing to do to have a discussion on this particular issue, which is what they're having, right? The science is still evolving in terms of what we understand about what the best practices should be moving forward. There's no doubt whatsoever that the use of bivalent messenger RNA boosters is absolutely supported by the available evidence, and those that have taken advantage of that free bivalent boost have done the right thing to reduce their risks not only of hospitalization and acute illness, but of long COVID, which is another issue that is really taking the fore, because at least 1 in 10 people are ending up with a whole series of different problems that we lump into this category of long COVID. And the data is also very clear, Bob, that the people who are vaccinated compared to people who are unvaccinated or people who were vaccinated a long time ago, when they get infected, the CT values, saying the viral load that we can detect is greatly reduced in recently vaccinated individuals and in people who are just keeping up with their vaccines compared to those who have not. And so, of course, there's also those people who have hybrid immunity, people who are vaccinated and have also been infected. Those have the best chance of not ending up with long COVID if they got their vaccines first. There's the trick there. So the idea then is we know that this is the type of virus that recombines. In fact, our biggest problem right now are descendants of a recombined version, which means you could sort of think of it as horizontal gene transfer. You could sort of think of it as sex between viruses, right? So that there's a significant shift in how they operate. The great grandfather of XBB 0.1.5, which is the one that's growing, wasn't a big deal, but it had enough of an advantage that when its descendant, XBB 0.1.5, came out, it's now really gaining traction throughout the United States. And so as we see these kinds of changes, it's best to have a high level of protection. And these are not the type of viruses that we standardly make good protection against. So I think the discussion is really worth having, and I think the FDA is doing the right thing to have this conversation and then make a final decision after all the available data is reviewed.
So the plan is to offer only bivalent doses for primary and booster shots, and I guess some advisors thought there was not enough research to support that plan, and I take it you think there was.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that they need to have the conversation and look at all the data together, right? Which is what we all need to do to transition from, first of all, a single vaccine. It's very complicated right now what we're doing, right? Very complicated and very individualized. And what they're trying to do is also simplify vaccinations for most people in the country. And if you look at the data that we have right now as to who's vaccinated and who's not, we're kind of all over the map. And so if you look at people, for example, over 65, then the vaccination rate and the use of the bivalent is very high. But if you look at very, very young children, no, not at all. And there's very few that have received the bivalent vaccine. So the effort then is to let's simplify this and let's make it so that we can have a high level of immunity in the population to reduce the overall risk for everybody, including the person that's vaccinated.
Well, I now know why Dr. Eileen Marty is such a popular teacher there at Florida International University, because she talks about the viruses and she says, think of it as sex between viruses. And that'll keep the students awake when you come up with lines like that, Dr. Marty. Thank you. And by the way, I think you should be at that meeting tomorrow. Why aren't you there?
I will be there, but I'll be there virtually. I'm not traveling today, tomorrow, yeah.
I hope you you contribute. They can use you. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Take care, Bob.